The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 2,067 new COVID-19 cases and one death since its latest update published December 31. An Orillia woman between 65 and 79 years old died on December 24 after contracting COVID-19. She was hospitalized at the time. Though the health unit is providing updates on local lab-confirmed cases, a notice on its website indicates the case numbers are underestimating COVID transmission in the community. COVID testing is only available for select groups and is therefore not catching all the cases in the community. Included in the new cases reported today are 381 unvaccinated, 80 partially vaccinated, and 1,434 fully vaccinated people. There are 5,980 active, lab-confirmed cases in the region, but this total doesn't include those who did not get tested. 34 Simcoe Muskoka residents are currently hospitalized with COVID-19, and 11 patients are in an ICU. Over the last 8 weeks, there have been 86 unvaccinated people, 8 partially vaccinated, and 33 fully vaccinated people hospitalized with COVID-19 in Simcoe Muskoka. All have been over 12 years old. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 23,531 cases of COVID-19 with 17,262 of those cases recovered and 289 cases ending in death. A little over 75% of the entire population of Simcoe Muskoka has been fully vaccinated. Currently, 84% of the population that is 5 years of age or older has received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. More than 30% of the over 12 population has had 3 doses of COVID vaccine. Because of the high number of cases being reported to the health unit, transmission source is now being listed as either sporadic or outbreak related. There are 75 cases linked to outbreaks included in today's report, and the rest are listed as sporadic cases. Included in the new cases reported today are 316 youth under 18 years old, 683 people between 18 and 34 years old, 310 people between 35 and 44 years old, 555 people between 45 and 64 years old, 141 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 62 people 80 years old and older. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today include Collingwood, 52, Clearview, 29, Wasaga Beach, 47, Barrie, 688, Springwater, 71, Innisfil, 174, Bradford, 195, Orillia, 94, Oro Medonte, 58, Severn, 60, Remara, 21, Midland, 35, Tiny, 35, Tay, 19, Penetanguishene, 45, Isa, 74, New Tecumseth, 158, Ajala Tosarantio 33. One case is listed with location information pending. New cases reported in Muskoka District include Bracebridge, 46, Gravenhurst, 62, Huntsville, 54, Muskoka Lakes, 11, Lake of Bays, 1, Georgian Bay Township, 5. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on January 4. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 372-279-2 January 3 3, 139,405-77% Barrie 8,045, 878,135 the 15th of January 35, 241,766.86.2% Bradford WG 3,092,454.41 January 3rd 6, 893,701.86.1% Clearview 285,197.5 January 3rd 1, 896,313.84.8% Collingwood 502.328.4 January 3, 2051.397.90% ESA 923.678.6.1 January 3, 829,581.75.5% Innisfil 2112.1615.21.2 January 3, 5, 122,636.85.1% Midland 403,294,7,2 January 3, 201,284.87.3% New Tecumseh 2,272,1,809.19,2 January 3, 566,605.80.7% Aurelia 876,569,111 January 3, 591,503.89.8% Oro Medant 572,372,6,2 January 3, 452,514.84.3% Penetanguishene 374,263,8,2 January 3, 881,581.90.5% Remara 231,173,1,1 January 3, 209,335.86.9% Severn 325,162,3 January 3, 167,754.85.6% Springwater 814,510,2 January 3, 798,844.92.2% Tay 247,178,3 January 3, 202,366.87.8% Tiny 314,199,2,2 January 3, 340,544.80.1% Wasaga Beach 550,437,5,1 January 3, 320,291.86.9% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of December 26. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.